The following is an audio booklet from the United Church of God. To view this booklet and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.
Holidays or holy days? Does it matter which days we observe? The delights of obedience. A joy and peace of mind come from making right choices, from knowing you are conscientiously obeying God's instruction in the pages of the Bible. Before the time of King Josiah of Judah, the scroll containing the book of the law had been lost, along with the knowledge of God's festivals. But Hilkiah, the high priest, found that scroll, and Shaphan the scribe read it in the presence of young Josiah. The repentant king quickly restored the true worship of God according to the instruction he found in the scroll. One of Josiah's first steps in restoring proper worship of God was observing the Passover and the days of unleavened bread. For a time, the whole country caught the righteous fervor of the youthful king, and a national festival observance ensued, such as had not been seen for centuries. Later, that same spirit of obedience and joyful festival celebration swept the Jewish settlements in the Holy Land during the days of Ezra and Nehemiah. Not only did the people enjoy the physical aspects of these days, but the nation gained renewed understanding of God's Word as well. If you'd like to learn more, if you've finished listening to this booklet, you've probably been surprised to discover the real origin of today's popular holidays. But what about the days of worship given in the Bible? Does God expect us to keep these today? When and how should we observe them? To discover the festivals of the Bible, be sure to check out Sunset to Sunset, God's Sabbath Rest, and God's Holy Day Plan, The Promise of Hope for All Mankind.
Thanks for listening to The Delights of Obedience. This concludes Holidays or Holy Days. Does it matter which days we observe? To find other resources online, please visit ucg.org.